great man once said, wonder what to say at a time like this. I love closing these things because I never know what I'm going to do. Go to Psalm 139. You know, that was before he shared about what happened to me. I was thinking about it. And it's still one of the amazing things to me, because I knew I needed a cough drop or something. There was something wrong, but I didn't know what, you know. And I, when they took me into the, well, I was on one of those carts or whatever you call it, and I don't remember them ever. You know, it's all fuzzy, but I knew I was going somewhere on that gurney, and I'd never been in a hospital before in my whole life. I've been in plenty of hospitals to visit believers, but to be a personal recipient of hospital care, it was all new to me. So I'm on a cart or a gurney, and the surgeon's standing next to me. I did remember that word, surgeon. That probably indicated surgery. And I looked at him. I imagine they'd medicated me. I don't know. I was on medication for about a long time. I looked at him and I said to a beautiful man, by the way, his name was Dr. Rocco Tutela. It's a nice Italian. So I said, get the fucking job done. My doing days ain't done. And that's the last thing I remember for about 20 days. And during one of those days that I had barely woken up, there was a doctor that came and visited. And I think it was like 3 in the morning or something. My name's Dr. Prodromo. And really, this is one of the first things I actually remembered from all this. And I remember Joe and Camilla Cocciolato telling me about their doctor named Dr. Prodromo. And I said, are you Camille and Joe's doctor? And he goes, yes. I go, well, I'm their minister. He goes, oh, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I said, no. The effectual fervent prayer. And then I knew it. I said, damn it, I got it. I'm okay. That's it. Because it's not right. It's the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. And then I went to being back out of it. I didn't remember nothing. But I remember that. And I thought, oh, that felt good to remember the word. And you know, I don't know all that happened. I don't know the day it happened. That Diane got the call. How was it now? I wasn't home. I was still there, you know. I was still out. As a matter of fact, they had gone. I don't know the whole deal, but he said something, what was fifth stage or fourth? I don't know what stage. Some high stage, a big stage. Some high stage cancer or whatever, and he goes, what was once whatever stage? Was it fourth, honey? Fourth stage cancer has now resolved itself to an inflammation. So that was pretty good news. And you know, that does, chapter reminds me of that, because people found out about it very quickly, and I just wished I could have rejoiced with everybody. You know, I didn't know, I wasn't even awake, and everybody's partying, and here I am laying there like a lug. And, you know, it's just, I don't know how God did that. And I don't really care how God did that. I know one thing for sure. I wasn't believing. I was out. And when a person's out, then it's responsible for the people that are the closest to the person to believe. You guys saved my life. I mean, God did, but your prayers and those effectual prayers worked a lot. I'm still here. And I know that many of you have been the recipients of prayers that have worked in a very effective and fantastic way through the years. Even today, sitting up here earlier, God told me to go see somebody and not say a damn word, and put my hands on her head, and I did, and that was that. Something happened. Glory, hallelujah. And see, God works in you to willing to do of his good pleasure. It says in the word that he's never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Go to Psalm 139. You know, I'm preparing for this time to be together. And it is interesting, whoever said it last night, I think it was Bob, about, you know, I don't tell these guys what to teach. I mean, they got Christ in them. These girls have Christ in them. I know them well enough to know that they walk with God. I don't have a, they know what they're doing. But it's interesting that almost everything that was shared, I had looked at before in preparing. Like those records that Michael shared today, some of those that Bob shared last night, all of them, I think, that Joe shared. I mean, you know, it's just like cool. And I thought about sharing all of those, but then I thought, maybe not. But those guys were working it. It's so cool. It's so cool to watch God work. John, do you mind if I embarrass you? Rue? I don't remember. You know how these weekends just go. Anyway, I was leading the meeting and doing manifestations, and I was, when you do them, you know, you look out and you pray, and I thought, John Rue. And then, boy, the Father said, don't call on John Rue, he'll cry. And then at the break or at lunch that day, it must have been yesterday, he goes, I was really praying that you wouldn't call me because I'd fall apart. Now, think about that. How loving a God. How loving a God. You know, it would have embarrassed him. You know? And God knew that. God, it just makes me cry. That's as big a miracle to me in my heart as getting rid of 4-stage cancer, whatever it is. It's all God. If it's God, it's God. And you gotta just believe that he talks to you. There's nothing that you've done in your life that'll prevent him to do it. David had a believer killed. Have you done that lately? God said he was a man after God's own heart. I don't suppose he was when he did that. But when he was confronted, he didn't say, well, you don't understand my heart. He said, I have sinned before the Lord. And that's humbleness. And God can work with humble people. Verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path. Look at him talking to God. And my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest me altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. I can't get away. You're always there. Get ready to sing, Greg. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins and hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members are written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. God's thoughts towards us are more in number than the sand, and they're precious. There's not one bad thought God has towards us. You can't even number them. They're more than the sand. How are your thoughts towards yourself? Are they more in number than the sand? How are our thoughts towards other believers? Are they precious and more than the numbers of the sand? If we're to be followers of God as his dear children, it seems logical to me that our thoughts towards one another should be wonderful and precious. And they will be if we look at the Christ within. It just makes me so blessed to know that there's so many wonderful people here that I know and so many that I don't know. That you are wonderful. You are precious in God's sight. You are irreplaceable. You are one of the most intricate members of the body of Christ. No one could ever replace you. You have something to offer to others that no one in the whole wide world does. You're a member in particular. You're God's masterpiece. And God loves us because he loves us. Like Lance sang and with Greg last night, or Carmine, couldn't work for it. So, Diane and I were talking this morning on the way over here that, and actually Joe and I talked last night about this advance. I think in many respects this has been the greatest one we've ever had. And Joe, I think, made the comment, the impact, because it's been one subject, really. This is one of these advances that we haven't flown all around, you know. We've kind of stuck to the subject at hand, which is pray. You know, just pray. Whether it's a specific request, whether it's just being thankful, or whether it's speaking in tongues, which covers everything that we miss by our understanding, or whether it's just talking things over with God, we pray. Can I borrow your guitar? Is it still here? And if it's out of tune, it doesn't make any difference because I'm always out of tune. It'll probably sound good. But, you know, I've been thinking of this song all weekend and kept checking it out to sing it. But it's a song that I wrote, I don't know when I wrote it, but the band that we play in occasionally likes this song, so they say. And I'd like to sing it, and then I have a couple things I want to share. Greg, can you accompany me?
You have a pick, Mike? Mike Tracy's just the best.
Like to talk it over with you. Because you're always there. So faithful to listen to my heart. Which today seems so rare. You were always there for me to bless, to love, and to give. I have made my decision. It's for you I will live. You never look down on me. But you're always there with love. You were never pointing fingers. But you're always there with love. You were always there for me to bless, to love, and to give. I have made my decision. It's for you I will live. I can always trust in you. Because you're always true. I can cry or be happy or be blessed. You help me get rid of all my blues. You were always there for me to bless, to love, and to give. I have made my decision. It's for you I will live. It's for you I will live. It's for you I will live. Thanks all for coming. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Look, if you still need to get prayed for or ministered to, do. Believing's high because the word's been taught. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's when your believing should be at skyrocket level. It's a good time to get prayed for if you need to. Don't be embarrassed. So thanks for coming. Father, thank you for having us. Thank you for allowing us the privilege of being together. Thank you for your word reaching into the innermost depths of our hearts. God, we're so grateful to be part of your family, so grateful to be able to dwell together in unity, just to be safe and to be able to enjoy your word together as a house of believers. Thank you for each and every one. Just for all you've done for us. And we'll continue to do as we trust you, and that we can share your word like Stephanie shared earlier, that people can see our lives and be amazed and want to be part of whatever it is that we're into, which is your word, that our lives can make that kind of impact, that type of imprint on other people by our actions. And that our actions, Father, that they could be as a result of us believing you and your word. And thank you for your grace, your goodness, your forgiveness. Thank you, Father, for all the kids that have been here, for blessing those kids. And for a great trip home for everybody, I ask you for that, for protecting them and watching out for them along the way. And Father, that this upcoming week can just be the best week of our lives, that we communicate with you more than we ever have before. And Father, that you can do tremendous exploits on our behalf because of your goodness. Thanks for all the friends we have here and the safety that's felt when we're in each other's presence with you. So, thanks for a great day, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.